Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star. I'm Joel.
I'm Jackson.
I'm also Joel.
And today we are asking the important question.
This one's really important.
You've read it, so you're like,
you know how important it is.
Yeah, this is a good one. Mm-hmm. This is one of those world famous good ones.
Yeah.
What? What would happen if Red Bull literally gave you wings?
Whoa. Everybody knows the Red Bull.
I'm really hopeful this is not just an ad campaign in Australia.
It'd be hilarious if it is, because this would be then the sequel to our what would happen if the world was Cadbury.
But in Australia, and we can only presume.
I think other countries get these ads too. I think they do.
There is a fucked up weird cartoon with a freak looking guy. He's like a loser.
Yeah.
But then he drinks Red Bull, and Red Bull gives him wings.
Yeah.
And the tagline is, Red Bull gives you wings.
Yeah.
So what would happen if Red Bull literally gave you wings?
Yeah.
Well, I just done two very quick Google searches. I think both are very relevant.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to do, a quick Google search of like, Red Bull gives you wings, wondering if we'll answer that question to see if it's a marketing thing in the rest of the world. And the first line I get is, Red Bull doesn't actually give you wings. Oh, what?
Well, no, that's good, because...
Thank God, otherwise it would be a worthless episode.
Yeah. So for over 20 years, the popular new drink used Red Bull gives you wings as its catchy slogan.
Okay,
that's good. That's a good sign. It doesn't say 20 years in Australia.
But in 2014, Red Bull agreed to pay out more than $13 million after settling a U.S. class action lawsuit that accused the company of false advertising. Shut the fuck up, U.S. Christ almighty.
That rules.
Anyway.
Someone's like, where's my wings?
Another question I think we should have answered is how many cans of Red Bull are consumed annually worldwide?
Yeah.
So in 2011, it was 4 billion.
Okay.
2020, 7.9 billion. So 8 billion cans,
up.
Basically.
So kind of effectively what you're asking is, what if the entire world population
could fly?
Could fly.
Only if they drank Red Bull.
Do I only need to drink Red Bull once I got the wings?
Well, I imagine it only affects you, because like those statistics you pulled up, that's not just like one can per person. It's not like,
obviously.
Yeah.
There's people there, you are slamming it down. Apparently you can only drink, people saying drinking more than 5 cans per day could increase your caffeine overdose.
Oh, okay.
The risk of caffeine overdose.
Yeah.
It's like, I think 2 cans max per day is what it says on the can. There's an energy drink in front of me.
Yeah.
Let's find out what it says. This one says...
It's not a Red Bull.
Yeah, it's not a Red Bull.
It says, crack open a can of motivation. You got this.
Sugar-free.
Yeah.
Okay. Product contains caffeine.
Yeah.
This product is not recommended for children, pregnant or lactating women, or individuals sensitive to caffeine.
Oh, yeah.
Consume responsibly. Usage 1 can max daily.
Okay.
Usage on a drink is funny.
Yeah. But and that drink, that V
well,
is...
that's a it's double.
Double. Yeah. It's much bigger than a Red Bull.
It's very funny to like also think if Red Bull does give you wings, but then thinking about some of the other drinks that say Red Bull is paired with...
Yeah.
That you really shouldn't be flying.
Like, well, drinking a
Jager bomb?
Yeah.
Not great. Vodka Red Bull?
Yeah, not great. But is it illegal? I mean, like, it's not illegal to be drunk.
It's not legal to walk and drunk.
Well, I think it is
drunk.
Illegal to be. Well, no, it's illegal to be drunk in a public place.
Legal to be drinking.
But if I'm flying home, is that a crime? I'm walking, officer.
It's a crime to ride your bike home and be drunk.
Yeah, but
it's,
my wings, the wings are part of me.
I was born with these wings. No, sorry, Red Bull gave them to me.
Yeah, but that's they're part true. Of me. You can't get them off me though. They're part of my body. They're part of my now. They are grafted on my human skeleton. We are all Angel from X-Men. Yeah.
Well,
what if Red Bull gave humanity wings? This, oh my God, this is the Alexa of the gods.
Yeah,
we are all angels.
Yeah,
but also, this is a you've created something.
Red
fucked.
Bull is. The religion of Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, the drink of Christ.
Yeah.
But Christ doesn't have wings.
No, but he hangs out with angels.
You would, if Red Bull somehow changed the human, like physiology
yeah.
to have when us Red have Bull wings, you would have a thing where we're like, okay, this is ambrosia. This is the
I don't remember Red Bull in the 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it was a 2000s drink, a big 2000s energy Red Bull.
84.
Whoa!
1984. Yeah. George Orwell.
Okay.
It was founded in Austria in 84. And in 87, it was launched in Austria.
Okay.
Yeah.
That original can, presumably, is fucked up.
Looks cool.
I've got another question for you. If I drink two Red Bulls, do I get new wings? Or bigger original wings?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Yeah.
Well, okay, look, first of all.
How many wings can I get?
If Red Bull. Let's take. The first example is if Red Bull literally gave you wings, but it just happened, say, today.
Yeah, okay.
Bull has never actually given you... Okay. As a result of the class action lawsuit, they've manipulated them with formula. So Red Bull literally gives you wings.
Yeah, like, we don't want to pay them out. Okay.
We're going to dedicate enough time to give us wings. What kind of wings? Where are they? Can they enable us to fly, or are they shitty wings?
Well, the wings in the ads are up near the shoulder blades, and they're kind of like angel wings.
Like an angel wing.
And they do fly with them.
Would you do it? Would you drink a Red Bull to get wings?
Yes.
Well, also, imagine like if you
just ask it.
In a heartbeat.
If you do like a Giga Bomb at a club, then your wings shoot out and you probably hit people in the head.
Everyone's wings shoot out next to you. Are they like tiny wings? Are they like wings that can support my weight? Are they like shitty Namor wings on my ankles?
They let you fly in the ads. Yeah. So I got to assume that this would like
Red Bull wings,
maybe it's magic.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know how much. Yeah,
because like what? Because again, look, having wings, sick. Let me fly, great. But now, is it just magic, or are we doing shit where it's kind of like, okay, it enables you to fly because now basically you are a bird.
Yeah. The upshot is that you now have hollow bones weak to a breeze.
Weak to a breeze, and only have a cloaca.
My dick
fell off. I got wings.
Oh, I got a cool holder. I was laying egg out of it.
Trying to do research of what the Red Bull wings look like.
If Red Bull gave me wings and I could lay an egg, I'd be more inclined.
Yeah, me too. It'd be awesome to lay an egg.
Yeah,
I'd love to lay an
egg. That looks like it would feel good.
It looks like it would feel like taking the best shit of your life. Yeah. And you get an egg at the end, which is awesome, because normally when you take the best shit of your life, you just get a shit at the end, which is not a great reward.
Yeah. You get to flush the toilet and be like, I guess this is good. It's away from me.
Taking an egg shit into a toilet and then having it crack in the toilet bowl, disgusting.
That is disgusting. But no, because it'd be a different, you'd know the difference between a shit and an egg shit.
Yeah, I guess. No, but I just mean like the egg falling out. Well, where are you laying the egg then?
Well, now I'm guessing we're roosting.
Surely with like laying an egg, it's similar to how like if you're going to come or piss, you can feel. Yeah. It feels different.
No, but
different.
I mean, so you're still doing it in the toilet?
Well, no, because I would have to, because it would be porcelain.
Yeah.
I'd break my baby.
That's what, I was thinking.
I'm getting clutchy.
Laying an egg into a toilet would make a terrible noise.
Yeah. Plus, imagine it's pretty big as well.
Yeah,
like,
well,
in the size
it's proportionate.
Of, like,
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel I would lay a lot of eggs and get clucky.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Someone should be like, hey, Zamet, look, they're just eggs.
Just
we need to grab them and either eat them and take them out. No, they're mine. Go away. All right, he's gotten bitey.
He's gotten bitey. Let's leave him with the eggs.
That's the wings that Red Bull give you. While you're being clucky.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So that's what it looks
like. They're on the back of your shoulders.
Yeah, and they let you fly.
So you can fly. They come out of your shoulder blades, and they're about the length of your torso.
Yeah. No. And we don't know if they allow you to lay eggs.
No.
That
no.
never happens as far as we can tell in a Red Bull ad.
No, but I saw another Red Bull ad, which presumably is a parody, which is an angel coming out of someone who died.
Oh, okay. That's interesting.
Yeah. And also, apparently in Canada, everyone got paid $10 if you drank a Red Bull and you never literally got wings.
That's so funny. I would buy more Red Bulls with it.
Yeah, that's, I remember once being like, when I used to smoke, there was a person that was going to buy a pack of smokes.
Yeah.
And they did a survey about smoking, and they gave me $20, and I went, thanks, and I bought a pack of smokes. Which I think was their goal.
Yeah, they got you. What would you do with, say you got wings, Joel Dusha.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Where are you going?
That's a good point, because like,
I don't care. I don't think I would do it to get, having wings is not something I particularly desire.
Yeah, it's like,
but the effort v reward is.
Yeah, but what am I doing with them?
Hovering.
Oh, yeah, but like,
get across rivers, I guess.
Yeah, walks would be easy.
Hey, you like hiking?
Yeah, would it make hiking easier?
So you could fly to the top of a mountain and then hike down. Yeah.
Well, I could go
Do I get tired?
Yeah, we probably would.
Surely,
but it would be nice for hiking, I guess. Hike for a little bit, 2 hours of hiking on my feet. Mm-hmm. I take a load off, fly for 2 hours.
Take your shoes off so you can like stretch your feet out a bit.
Yeah,
hold
the
shoes while you fly up a bit.
It'd be all right.
Robbing places.
yeah.
Robbing second story buildings.
Yeah. Much easier. Much easier to rob second story buildings.
No longer having to climb. Getting a cat out of a tree. Frisbee out of a tree.
Yeah, yeah. Anything off the roof. Anything off the roof.
A ball goes over the neighbor's yard. Oh, we're going to fly.
That's
there we
true.
Go.
Yeah. Fences are no longer a hassle.
Yeah.
How quick? Although
Peeping Tom.
But yeah, fences
also.
Oh,
I can peep Tom.
Fences no longer protect you from people.
Yeah.
So fences are no longer a hassle, but, well, fences.
Imagine if you had a caffeine sensitivity in a world where Red Bull gave you wings. You'd be so upset.
You'd fucking just drink it, be
you'd
hyper,
it.
And have wings.
You'd cop the uncomfortable day
so
for
do
wings.
The wings last forever? Like you slam a Red Bull that gives you wings, you got wings. Or do they last as long as, say, the energy high lasts?
Yeah.
Is it going to be like
I
a
would say
4 hour type thing?
And we, two to 4 hours.
I don't like how you said 2 to 4. I really didn't like those. I liked 2.
Yeah,
I don't like 4.
That's fine too.
Two to four. I don't know if I like this.
Aloft. I'd be like, oh, I'm getting tired. Oh,
I'd crack up another Red Bull.
I'm peeping Tom. I'm watching somebody in their house. My wings fall off.
I fall.
Thank God that pervert's dead. That's what
you
that
fall.
Pervert that I heard die was staring at my dick and nuts through the window.
Yeah, you're
as I was doing the helicopter for 2.5 hours.
Erect dick just slamming into the mud, breaking.
That's awesome. For a brief moment, you're fucking the earth.
That's cool as hell. As I look at the earth below me, I'm like, this is gonna be cool as hell, and then I die.
Yeah, you come then die. Yeah.
I just
fucked the earth.
Imagine falling face down from a height.
Pants around his ankles.
With an erection. Yeah. And you're like one pump away from coming. And you fall into the mud.
That's the final pump. The final thrust. Come into the earth. Die. Or die. And then my body, because it's still got a little bit of life left, doesn't sort of post-death come.
Yeah.
I fertilize Mother Earth.
Go straight to heaven.
Go straight to heaven.
Yeah. Guy is like, thank you.
Thank you, Jackson.
That's what I needed.
People, you know how fucking horned up I am?
Yeah.
Not a single person's fucking Mother Earth anymore.
Yeah. People don't spoof on Earth anymore.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Fair enough. Okay, so.
You're welcome, Mother Gaia.
Yeah,
anytime,
Shadow
babe. Died anytime. Because of the consequence, yeah, but exactly. That's okay.
This is why God smote down Onan when he came on a rock. It wasn't because he was like, don't spill seed. He was like, don't fuck with Earth. I'm jealous of it.
I thought you said this is why God smokes. This is why God smokes, dude.
God sitting in heaven looking at Earth, watching perverts float around trees and being like, I need a cigarette.
Well, what would you, that's an even more interesting question, I think. You have 2 to 4 hours of flight. What are you doing with it? Where are you going?
Let's see.
Well, because it's a problem. Because, like, a lot of places you could get in 2 to 4 hours of just human flight.
Yeah.
I own a car.
Yeah.
Chances are, if I'm going, I'd probably just go up, see what's going on.
Get a nice view, I guess.
Yeah.
Catch a bird.
Yeah.
Fly straight up, grab a pigeon, come straight back down.
It's that kind of thing where it is this, like a weird, like, if you are the only person who could fly.
Yeah.
And you, say, had wings or the power of flight, you'd be like, oh, I feel special. I'm going to go up top to a building and just sit on there, perch there, and have a think or whatever it is. Mm. Or, like, I'm going to do certain things.
All the good spots would already be taken.
Oh, yeah.
But if everyone does it, no one's real special.
Yeah,
so you're like,
It'd be kind of fun to experience.
I guess. It'd be kind of like you ever see those photos of people climbing Everest?
Yeah.
Where it's like a queue. Yeah. That's kind of what it would be like.
Everyone would be chugging Red Bull on the climb to Mount Everest. Yeah. Or zipping up and then just like getting a bit chilly, cold. Zipping they would fall. They'd die.
I like that Jackson used that as an example of like, oh yeah, climbing Everest used to be like a huge challenge and now like there's photos of like a queue.
Yeah. Like
being like as in
no
like,
longer yeah, a special no thing. Special, and you're like, it's like, yeah, it would wreck Everest.
Would climb. Would wreck Everest.
Well, yeah.
You wouldn't even be. Everest would be easy. Everybody is slamming down Red Bulls. And the thing is, like, if I'm like noticed, if I'm, am I? Can I chain Red Bull?
Oh yeah, probably.
Have perpetual wings. And how much Red Bull do I have to consume? Because I could be like a little sip.
Let's remember what that enough of it gives you an overdose. So.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
The heart palpitations are really easy to get from
So can I have a little sippy and get wings?
No, because in the ads they drink the whole thing. Right. So you got to drink the whole thing, which means that, so what was it, 5 Red Bulls before you're in serious trouble physically?
Yeah.
So that's...
So it's like, it was 10 hours. So it's a waking, like, you know, let's say it's a day.
You could fly for a day. But again, I don't know where, maybe I just go up. See if I can hit the atmosphere, suffocate in the thin air.
Yeah. Wow, I'm getting woozy. I'm sure there's probably more air further up. I'll be fine.
Yeah, I'm getting woozy. What I need to add to this is heart palpitations.
There's like a limit to it. All the benefits of that kind of like, oh, like limitless flight, as it were, is out the window. Because you're like, oh, whatever. And, you know, I could be like, oh, whatever. I'm just going to go up high, aim myself at a place that I want to be, and then just like, you know, fly down use the, and how a bird flies, you know, oh, whatever, cool. Now I'm in a place that I wanted to be or wanted to visit or explore.
Yeah.
But like if I have a 2 to 4 hour, like, window, I'm like, oh no.
Would it be funny to piss or shit from high up?
Yes.
I think it'd be really tough to shit from high up. I think it'd be really hard to get your body to do
I reckon you could do it.
Do you reckon you could just shit your pants right now?
No,
not shitting my pants, but
I'm saying like I've
pulled down your pants, squat in the air.
Well, yeah, I suppose you got to keep your knees up.
If you're lying down?
Shitting lying down.
Yeah.
Have you ever been in this?
I'm not going to shit my pants in the studio.
Thank you.
Yeah, that doesn't feel good.
No, that would be hard.
I would have to
How are the wings going? Yeah.
You lie on your back and with your wings, you're flying.
I reckon easiest way to do it.
Yeah.
Hold like a chair, like a.
Like hold your knees. Hold your knees.
Yeah.
Or even if you just fly up holding like a chair that's got a hole cut in it.
Yeah.
But the chair's going to be like.
Heavy.
Yeah, I know, because then you're pulling up on the chair. But I just feel like.
Hold your knees.
Hold your knees like this. Then you can shoot. But you wouldn't be able to see where it went.
You know you'd ruin maybe someone's day. Or just like a random dog.
How many people, if every single human being was flying, how many shits per day?
Oh, there'd be a lot.
People are filthy.
Well, you know those like again the perverts who shit in public.
Yeah, public shitters. Yeah.
Well, now they can do public.
And so nobody can
perverts
catch
would be going.
It's a pervert's
paradise.
It's a pervert drink. Yeah, it's a drink for perverts. Now you're branded as the pervert drink.
Yeah. Coming, pissing, shitting.
I think everybody would be allowed to have a BB gun to fire the perverts out of the sky.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what would happen if Red Bull, like if Red Bull gave you wings as of today.
Yeah.
What if the moment Red Bull was invented in 1984, does it shape human history that much?
Is it a 2 to 4 hours?
Or same thing. Right. Let's just blanket rule for whatever hypothetical, although I'm pretty sure those are the only two I have.
Yeah.
So now on, it's a 2 to 4 hour thing.
Right. Yeah. Okay. But from 1984.
At 84, let's see. You might have things where there's competitions.
Yeah.
You slam a Red Bull and you're like the Olympics kind of thing.
Yeah, but I think it'd be like motocross kind of. That'd be the vibe.
Extreme sport.
Yeah, it'd be like an extreme sport, like fly around and.
Well, yeah, because there's a Red Bull.
Flip.
There is a Red Bull competition.
Yeah, Red Bull sponsors a lot of extreme, like...
No, there's the one where they make the wings and then they jump off the thing.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
What's it called, though? It's Red Bull.
Yeah, Red Bull Flying Man Adventures.
Red Bull fucking fly Red off Bull this. How about sitcoms. That?
Yeah.
Do you want more of this bullshit but don't want the commitment of Sans Pants Plus? I get it. Too many shows, a good chunk of them are D&D, and I don't know if you know this, but that shit is for nerds, and RSS feeds are confusing as all hell. So we've teamed up with Acast to provide a plumbing sampler. For $5 a month, you get a monthly bonus episode not available on the regular feed, as well as our monthly What If show that was, until now, only available to Sans Pants Kings. That's 2 extra episodes a month, an increase of 50% more bullshit. You also get episodes without any dynamic ad insertions and the undying gratitude of one of the hosts of your choice. Just head to plus.acast.com/s/plumbingthedeathstar, or there's a link in the show notes which will be a lot easier to navigate. Once again, that URL I just said.
Again, it's a kind of the same thing with, like, say, Quidditch.
Yeah,
if
yeah.
Quidditch was real, would that be a good sport to play slash watch? No.
Yeah, not really.
Now, football.
Suck shit.
Football. Yeah. Is that going to be a good game to play slash watch if everyone has wings?
Well, not everyone, but I reckon Red Bull wasn't a banned substance in sports,
it probably would be,
but if it's not, every single sport would be different because there would be tactics involving...
Yeah, flying players.
So
yeah.
AFL, for instance, because in football, like AFL, traditionally, kicking a ball on like an arc that goes above players, fine. Yeah. And that's a good way to kick a goal because no one can touch it and therefore it counts or whatever. If people don't understand the rules of AFL, that's fine because this podcast is global. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, you just have to fucking cop it.
Basketball. Dunking. If I'm above everybody, easy to dunk.
Yeah, well, you could fly to the... So there would
dunking's
be
become
about,
less impressive, I guess.
Well, it would still be... I mean, they would probably just have to change the definition just of not, traveling.
Yeah.
Just no like Red basketball. Bull. You'd be banned.
Yeah, it would
because
they would have
it'd be obvious.
It.
Have you been doing Red Bull? No, you literally have wings that are flapping in front of me. You are hovering 6 inches off the... You've drunk Red Bull. I haven't.
No.
I just have these now.
I was born like this.
I reckon cricket you'd be allowed to drink Red Bull because, it doesn't really give that much of an advantage.
Yeah.
Talking about you
okay, so if the midfield
body of, you can fly up and body a ball, oof.
Yeah, you could,
I guess.
But also, that means the ball could be hit underneath you.
What about travel? So, in I get 10 hours if I neck and chain 5 Red Bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
In 10 hours, I could get quite a few places that otherwise I would probably have to fly.
How fast are we flying is also important. Because I assumed the same speed in which you could run.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, yeah.
Like
okay.
If I lived on like more, say, like islands.
Yeah.
Like if I, you know, lived like kind of like that kind of like where there was like an archipelago.
Yeah.
Where I could island hop. Yes.
Useful.
Beneficial. I live in Victoria.
There's French Island and Phillip Island you could go.
I live in Victoria, Australia. I can get there by car.
Yeah, Phillip Island takes 2 hours to drive to.
Yeah.
Or maybe further or closer away.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. Okay.
In terms of travel, it's not that impressive.
No.
Also, am I say, for example, if I'm going for a walk, I'm doing it to, like, you know, try to, you know, enjoy the fresh air and, like, I need to walk and, you know, exercise build those, like, steps up, et cetera, et cetera. Mm. Winging it. What am I doing? Am I exercising my wings so they're stronger, but they disappear after 4 hours? What happens?
Are my shoulders
fucking taining?
Yeah. Muscly back.
Look, this is like, I just maybe do it as a workout.
Ticker. Yeah.
Does it hurt? Like, does your skin split open?
Hey, what happens? If I, like, say, neck a Red Bull, and now I'm like, okay, you have, this is the perfect, okay, you're doing your shoulder back exercises.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? You want neck your, like, Red Bull?
Yeah.
Then flap your wings in 10 minutes, like, you know, say, like 10 reps.
10 minutes, 10, in,
I will say that the guys in the ads that drink it usually seem to be, like, pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And they don't scream in pain when they grow wings.
Yeah, okay.
So that's a sign that wings aren't painful. Hurt. And also, but they probably would only fly as fast as they sort of walk.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. What if I chop a wing off and I just have the wing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then there was so much trepidation in your voice.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just wondering. Say you've grown wings, right?
Mm-hmm.
You necked a rebel. I snip one of those wings off.
You bleed.
Yeah, and then the caffeine wears away. Does the wing just disappear in my hands?
Yeah.
I imagine when you cut it off, it just withers immediately.
That's gross.
I guess you don't bleed. You cauterize.
Like if you cut off.
You pluck it out.
If I cut off a bird's wing, it's going to bleed.
Yes. Yes.
The bird will probably die.
Yeah. I'm just wondering what
it's like mostly wing. A bird is mostly wing. I am not. Also, my wings are magic from a drink.
Yeah, okay, all right. I'm just trying to get the specifics of the drink.
So I'm just working because if they haven't turned us into hollow bones.
Yeah.
And we're...
It'd be funny if we get wings and just can't fly.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
But then again, if we're not getting hollow bones and we can still fly, there's some sort of magic around this.
Yeah.
Therefore, I'm guessing it wouldn't... If you cut them, they wouldn't bleed.
And
if you
just
cut
disappear.
Them, they would disappear.
Yeah, okay.
piece of shit.
I wasn't imagining doing it while we're in the air. That's just a murder.
That's just rude. That's what that
Well, a murder would change if you could get wings.
Yeah, because like,
well, disposing of a body is easier.
Yeah. Fly out to sea, drop the body, fly back into shore.
I'm going to guess.
Yeah.
Fly really high up, and just drop it.
Yeah, yeah. Well, no. Yeah. You got to move as well. You can't kill a guy, fly up, drop it down where you killed him. Yeah. I guess then you land and it's like, well, he's just a splattered dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I don't know if it makes it easier.
Well, you could.
Disposing the body, I guess. Just people dropped, can see, okay. Like, oh, there's a guy flying with holding another guy.
No, you just do it at night. And then you just fly over a smokestack or something, kill him the same way that Bond kills that guy that he hates.
Well, yeah. I think dropping like, him out to sea was smart. I don't think putting him in the smokestack but also, the factory like, is
to,
like...
You need to navigate yourself.
Yeah, I'm in a city. I know where the light stops. Yeah, that's the bay.
Yeah. And there's other sort of other hazards that when you're flying, how high up are you going?
Pretty high up.
Yeah.
So it's like, chilly.
Got to make sure that when people look up, they can't immediately see that you're holding a body.
You can go by a plane? You can go by another bird?
Yeah, got by a bird. Birds is a real big issue.
Planes be fine. You'd hear or see a plane.
Like, again,
planes travel very fast.
How did you like kill this person that you're killing? Or
I poisoned
killed?
Them. Okay, poisoned nuts.
Then I dunked him in his mouth.
They were like mixed nuts. Oh. I poisoned him at a party.
Others, unfortunately. Yeah. I left the nuts out. Yeah.
If you bled, like if it was they were bleeding, they would just, you know, they would, like, blood would drip.
Yeah, that's why
like,
I was poisoned nuts.
But not poison.
I was thinking about it. Yeah,
poison nuts. I guess.
Okay, this is what I do, all right? You want
poison nuts, fly straight up, drop them.
No. Stop putting the body where you did the crime.
They splatter. Yeah. Everyone's like, this guy must have lost his wings midair.
Yeah, in the middle of the party? On the roof of the house?
Yeah.
Like, if you have wings and they're doing it, surely, like, again, you might make it easy to dispose of the body.
Yeah.
But then surely, like, if people report it missing, they'd be like, okay, this is the last time this person was seen. If someone
was there any red bull at the party?
Was eating nuts.
Yeah. One of the police officers just like looking around the party, pops a nut in his mouth. I'm watching like, fuck. Didn't put away the nuts.
Well, then
now
like,
you got another body
fuck,
to disposal.
Oh no, the best way to do is if everyone eats the nuts.
Everyone, have these nuts. these are
they're
good.
Delicious.
They're delicious.
And then I just like put one so tentatively to my lips.
Jackson, why are you sweating so bad?
I'm just so excited for this nut.
Everyone should have one.
I need to go to the toilet to throw up. You enjoy these nuts.
I gotta throw up this poison nut.
I gotta throw up a nut for no reason.
I actually just remembered I'm allergic to nuts. So
I'm just gonna go throw up the nuts. So you enjoy the nuts.
They just hear a crash and you've just flown straight up.
I need to go to the bathroom. Spit the nut out, like wash my mouth out with water, wait like 3 minutes, be like, time to come out and dispose of the bodies, and the police are just still looking around. Nobody had any of the nuts, I see.
No, you said you were going to throw up. No one wanted to eat one.
Okay. Shit. Shit, damn. Okay.
Shit, damn. Excuse me, sir. Why did you say shit, damn?
I just really thought it'd be awesome.
Shit, damn. I just thought they were going to be good nuts. You know, look, I'll have another one.
I mean, they are good nuts.
Good nuts.
I'm disappointed that you didn't. I'm going to eat a handful. See, watch me eat a
handful.
You seem to be sweating real bad.
Maybe we could have a handful each.
Three, two, one.
You didn't do it, I noticed.
You didn't do it. Eat it. You should eat the nuts.
And I did. You didn't do it, I noticed, in my mouth's full of these nuts.
Huh. But, sir, you're allergic. You said you were allergic. What are you doing?
That's right. I got to go throw up again.
And then I die on the way to the bathroom because I just had a fucking handful of poison nuts. Police are like, I'm not immediately suspicious of this guy. He might just be an idiot. I don't know.
But now I am. Why did he die?
He said he was allergic to nuts. He must have been deathly allergic. He forgot.
He just put a whole bunch of
nuts in his fucking gob and he's dead.
That's really strange. Okay, well, I guess it's two crimes today.
Well,
one crime and an accident. Yeah.
And a sad thing.
Yeah, it's just like a tragedy, I suppose.
Yeah.
Got away with it. Got away with it.
Got away with it. No one suspects anything.
Went to heaven? Like, yeah, I lived a sin-free life.
Yeah, allergic to nuts. the nuts got me. St. Peter looking at the fucking thing.
Sure, you're allergic to nuts? Oh, yeah, I died, didn't I?
I'm here, I guess.
Died from eating nuts. Yeah, like that other guy.
Says you killed me!
He says on that my list he was...
Oh, you were allergic to nuts.
I'm just allergic to
We're
nuts,
both
dude.
Allergic to nuts.
Poisoned by these poison nuts.
Is there a nut allergy room of heaven? Put me in that one.
Yeah. Nut allergy goes around and I'll just slip through these.
Just let them bust you, buddy. They're like, welcome to heaven, Jackson. In life, you're allergic to nuts. Here, you can eat all the nuts you want.
You're in nut heaven now.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm definitely allergic to nuts. Yes, Peter's
I'm glad I can have as many almonds as I desire. Yeah.
And because you were denied nuts in life, it's only nuts in heaven.
It's
secretly
this
hell.
This is hell, isn't it? Your secret hell. You
this is
hell.
It didn't take me too long to figure it out. You fuckers.
You can take down the facade.
Enjoy almond, you know, eternity.
This is a pretty funny punishment for killing a man, I will say.
Look, I killed a man and I'm basically in squirrel heaven. All right, this is good.
Sure.
All right, squirrel heaven, Jackson hell.
Yeah. I guess they're the same thing.
Yeah.
I didn't even really hate almonds that much, but it'll be annoying eventually. Yeah.
Maybe give it.
That'll stop being annoying because you'll get what other food tastes like.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you also got squirrels to hunt and eat.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Plus, there's so many different kinds of nuts. It is basically heaven. Okay, well, what about if you
nuts and almonds?
You got cashew,
hazel,
chocolate covered peanuts,
Brazil nuts,
smoked,
mixed,
mixed nuts, pine nuts. Can eat them.
Salt some and unsalted. You don't eat because they're legumes.
Not really, and not technically a nut. And that's all the nuts. What about if it gave you wings forever?
No, I think if it gave you wings forever, I think there'd be more use for it. Yeah. I think if it gave you wings forever, people would be everyone would just chug one, and it would change reality as is.
Would you live in a higher up house?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, well, because what would probably happen is it would become like a rite of passage. Like at 13 years old, everyone drinks a Red Bull and then they get wings for the rest of their life. Yeah.
Fucker would, you'd sneak in at 12 and drink it and then be like, I did it. No, it just happened.
I didn't drink a Red Bull, Dad.
Show me your wings.
Here they are.
I'm
hard to hide them. They're wings.
But it's also, I guess you don't want a baby having wings. Fair enough.
Yeah.
You would have to wait until people were responsible enough to fly.
Although a little cherub flying around.
Babies
nice
should.
Photo shoot.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay. If I'm a crazy parent, you know what? I'm like, you know what makes this adorable?
Killing my baby by making it drink Red Bull.
Yeah.
Yeah, watching my baby fly uncontrolled around the room.
Yeah. And then you'll definitely see a baby, something flying shittick in the air. Very easily.
What if a dog drinks it?
Oh, also wings.
Wings.
Yeah, okay.
What if a bird drinks it?
Wings.
Four wings on a bird. Faster?
Wings
slower.
On their wings so that they fly worse, actually.
That'd kill a bird. Yeah. That would kill a dog. I feel this would kill a lot of animals.
Why would it kill a dog?
Think about it. Think about a dog with wings. Think about all the mischief they would get into.
They can get where the chocolate's hit.
See?
Fair enough.
Red Bull would kill...
most dogs / other animals.
Oh, yeah, and you got to drink the whole can, remember?
What about this? You leave a can of Red Bull out.
Yeah.
Ants.
Oh, no. Flying ants. But ants will
flying
fly.
Ants.
But these are
thing.
Ants.
And also...
easy to see, I guess. Yeah, they've got wings. You just squish.
Yeah, that's true.
Also, you got to drink the whole can, remember? So the ant won't get wings.
Oh, it'll just explode.
Get caffeine.
Yeah.
It'll just explode.
Yeah. Mm. So a chimp could get wings.
A chimp could get wings.
Okay, don't...
If
you wanted
Red
to fuck up a zoo...
wouldn't kill a chimp, though.
No.
You reckon a chimp would not know what was happening
to its
chimp
heart. It would be scary. A chimp on Red Bull would be a worry, but I don't think it'd be dangerous.
I mean, it would calm down, but then it has wings. And I don't know how we deal with, flying monkeys.
Yeah.
Wizard of Oz.
Oh, my God.
Kids do our bidding. Finally get those shoes I want.
Steal Dorothy. Drop her from high up or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, that's the Wicked Witch's plan, Drop Dorothy from high up.
So we get my shoes back. I'm seeing some advantages here.
Yeah, I think having permanent wings would make... all it does is make getting high up easier.
And makes travel... and, walking travel, easier,
Well, kind of. It just makes you tired in a different place.
Yeah.
It's like if you hand stood, You like walked on your hands like Lanky Kong.
Yeah.
To somewhere.
My king.
Yeah, all our kings. You'd still get tired.
Yeah.
You just wouldn't have tired legs. So you could fly to the grocery store.
Well, you could fly and then you could walk. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The benefit of Red Bull is that it also gives you energy. So, flying will be all right.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
You could always travel the shortest distance because, like, from where the crow flies.
That's true.
From where we fly.
Security wise, like, in terms of our housing, would be built differently.
Easier to get on roofs.
Yeah, I think we would utilize roofs more.
Mm.
I feel we'd we'd be more vertical.
Mm.
Like as a human race, we'd be kind of building up.
Yeah.
A lot more than we currently do.
Might wear hats with spikes on the top.
So we don't get swooped by ourselves.
Yeah, like if somebody wanted to punch me in the top of the head, it's never been easier. So if I had a hat with spikes on the top, I'd prevent
that. Are you worried in general life that people are just going around being like, I wish I could punch this guy in the top of his head?
They can't now.
Yeah.
Unless they're taller than me. Shaquille O'Neal could punch me in the top of the
head. I'm taller than you.
Yeah, and every day he could punch me in the top of the head.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. Mm. So I think a spiked helmet's not so silly.
Yeah, I didn't realize that was an option for me. Not the spiked helmet, the punching you in the top of the head.
I think our backyards or any kind of thing would be covered in more of a net.
Yeah, okay.
So, like, people can't either, like, peeping in or land.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think it would change.
There would be sad casualties every day when people fly out of the sky.
Yeah. Wait, what?
Well, because if wings only lasted 2 to 4 hours.
No, we're saying the permanent wings.
That's right, in this situation. But going back, there would be tragedies. But I guess in this situation where, everyone, it's fine.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
it's fine. Nothing happens. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, look, in the world of 2 to 4 hour wings, yes, people do that.
Yeah, people. In the world, it's raining man.
When you turn 13, rite of passage, drink a Red Bull.
Yeah,
I don't think there's not a huge amount of stuff that would change. Lots of other things would have to change, to, like the human body, like hollow bones, that kind of stuff, all those things.
But yeah, the human.
But if we're just like having wings and we can fly places,
yeah, it doesn't really. It just gives you another mode of locomotion.
Yeah, and it might change the structure of
things.
Buildings
become more vertical.
Yeah. What if we laid eggs as well?
Oh, sick.
Does it feel good or bad?
Awesome. Feels really good.
Those fuck the best.
Yeah, that's
like taking a big shit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
A big shit you can cook and eat.
Would you
cook and eat it though?
Yeah.
Would you cook and eat it though?
Yo, is it an egg?
It just tastes like an egg.
Is it an egg in a traditional way that an egg's an egg? Is it like
a non-traditional egg? What do you mean?
Well, is it like a baby?
Well,
yeah, is this how we reproduce now?
Because if so, then no, I'm not eating.
Well,
the
in
egg.
The 2 to 4 hour one,
you get wings and then just have to lay one egg.
Yeah. But also, like, is it if we're getting wings? If it's like we're not laying eggs, we're sitting on eggs. If we want to.
Who laid the eggs?
Well, I don't have the organs for that.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, fair. Yeah, we're sitting on eggs. Yeah. That's sad I don't get to lay an egg. I wanted to lay an egg.
Same.
We can shit eggs if that's what you want.
You put one in there and, I mean, you could have a shower. Sit down.
Fall on an egg.
Fall on an egg.
Yeah, and then lay an egg. Well,
you can do that now if you want.
Yeah, that's true.
Just soft boil an egg, get one up there.
Or instead of getting an actual egg, because it might break, you can get certain things that are designed and look like an egg.
An anal egg.
Yeah. maybe ones that are like, you know, say on a string.
This is becoming far more disgusting.
Maybe some sort of beads, if you will.
Yeah,
you can do that.
Well, that's not quite the same. I can't crack that in a frying pan and eat it.
Why do you want to shit an egg out and then eat it?
I don't know.
But like, say you could.
You don't like eggs.
I keep forgetting this.
You don't like eggs.
You actually hate eggs. But also,
I'm allergic.
No, you're not.
He's allergic.
I've seen him in a fucking cake. He's so allergic.
I've never seen a man. Can't have an egg.
Really sick.
A man that loves famously when growing up was like, my dad does the best things with the milkshake. He cracks an egg in it.
Delicious.
And
it makes it
I would
frothy,
never
tasty.
Have it any other way.
It tastes quite tasty. I do it to this day.
You can put an egg in the, but unfortunately I'm allergic to eggs.
You're not a fucking allergic to eggs. You just don't like eggs.
Unfortunately, I can't eat eggs. I get really sick of it, though.
You wouldn't even.
I get really unwell if I eat an egg. Fried, boiled, anyway.
So, I guess when it comes down to it, if it happened right now, and it only gave it for 2 to 4 hours, everyone would be like, this is fucking crazy. There'd be a lot of tragedies and chaos, but
I think you'd do it as a bit of a fun.
Yeah. It'd be more
night on the town.
Night on the town. I don't know.
Extreme sports and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But it happened 30 years ago. Humanity would be a bit different. If it was a forever thing, very different, but not crazy different.
Like, it wouldn't change a lot, but it would change enough.
Changes less
if
than
he
you
could,
think.
If he could shit eggs, Jackson would eat an egg, but he's allergic, so he'd die.
I'd get on well, but it'd be worth it. Yeah. I'd get sick from it, but it'd be okay.
Like laying eggs and that. I mean, it's just like, I mean, you could eat your partners, like if, you know, they laid an egg.
Yeah, that's true.
To,
I probably would. They probably would.
But would they? What would? Would they? I guess it would taste like a sort of egg. Egg.
Yeah, I suppose.
Would we eat that though?
Probably
would
not really.
Eggs, then, like,
chickens don't eat eggs.
Yes, they do.
What?
It's a problem sometimes when they start attacking.
Well,
eggs.
Then I guess we would eat our own eggs.
That's great news for you. Well,
sometimes I just don't know shit about fuck. Like, as an ignorant man, you know little.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah.
You grew up on a. You
like
had
a farm
chickens.
Adjacent, yeah.
Yeah, we had chickens, yeah.
Because isn't a thing you're not meant to really...
I didn't pay that much attention.
Are you not meant to give chickens eggshell, or do you give it chickens eggshell because you give them calcium?
You put out,
but then if you do,
you
don't they get a taste of eggs?
You put the eggshell in the compost, you tip the compost in the chicken shed.
Yeah.
The chickens eat the compost, so I guess they're eating eggshell.
Yeah. Because the chicken shell gives them calcium, right?
Yeah.
And that's good because they keep laying eggs.
Yeah.
But then does it give them the taste of egg?
Egg.
So then they're attacking their own eggs more.
I know they stand on their own eggs.
That's fucking roosting.
Yeah.
That's like you step in your own shit after you've just, like, shat on the floor because you're a filthy animal.
Well, yeah.
This is not where I thought this episode was going to end.
chickens
eat eggs.
Probably.
Yeah,
chickens will eat anything.
Chickens will eat eggs if they aren't getting enough calcium elsewhere. Insufficient calcium intake can also lead to soft-shelled eggs.
Oh, cool.
Or thin shells, which are more likely to crack, and then entice even the healthiest, curious chickens to eat eggs.
Well, there you go. Yeah. So some chickens will eat eggs.
And so
will we.
Yeah.
In the future that's coming.
Yeah.
So drink your Red Bull, I
guess. Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I think so.
And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
I've also been Joel.
We hope you loved this episode. And Red Bull, if you're listening, I think you owe us money.
Yeah.
Yeah, Red Bull.
Or we owe you money.
Either way, there needs to be a financial exchange.
It's either false advertising, so you owe us money, or it's parody, so we don't owe you money.
Or
it's promotion.
Yeah.
So then you owe us money.
Then you owe
again.
Us money. Yeah.
Look, we'd happily take $10 each like you gave the Canadians.
You gave the people of Canada. Yes, please.
If I find out that Australia had the same deal and we didn't cash in.
Fuck. We could have been $10 richer.
Fucking angry. Yeah,
$30. We could have gone on. I'd take that over wings. Bought like maybe two pizzas or something.
We could. Oh, getting a rebate because Red Bull didn't give you wings and using the money to buy wings as in like chicken wings. Genius.
Baby.
I would have felt like the fucking cleverest man in the world.
Oh, we should get some wings.
Goodbye, everyone.
Bye.